I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. It's been nearly 2 months since the Israel-Iran ceasefire took effect. Iran's regime is fragile but has not collapsed. Instead, crackdowns have brought mass arrests, including more than 50 Christians. Nazanin Begistani with Heart for Iran says the regime's strategy of fear is working.
People are afraid to talk to us. Everything is monitored. And people inside the country have lost their hope.
Begistani says political change will not remove the grip Islam has on people's minds. The real front is spiritual.
We should pray that in spite of all this darkness, people will see the Lord.
Heart for Iran's call center team is carefully contacting Iranians with hope and help. Pray with them for great spiritual awakening in Iran. Then, as summer wraps up in the United States, so does the On Eagle's Wings Summer of Hope Outreach, a division of Hutchcraft Ministries. On Eagle's Wings equips Native American Christians to reach their peers for Jesus. Hutchcraft Ministries founder Ron Hutchcraft says Native American youth at each reservation share a similar mistrust of Jesus, calling him the white man's God.
They don't know anybody who is young, Native, and Christian. So he doesn't even seem to be an option for them.
At our website, Hutchcraft shares three reasons why hearts change during the Summer of Hope.
Breakthroughs happen on each reservation. And there's an unprecedented interest in Jesus.
Keep praying for the On Eagle's Wings team.
They don't just need it in the summer. They need it all year long.
Ask the Lord to help them live in continued supernatural boldness. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.